Live with Pastor Mark Finley, weeknights at 11:30.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Crow Show.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores, an outstanding group of dealerships throughout the DMV, including BMW, Infiniti, Mazda, Mini Cooper, Nissan, and Toyota. And as well, they have a state-of-the-art collision center, all of which are ready right now to serve your automotive needs. So if you're considering purchase of a new or a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport stands ready to meet those needs right now. And you can find out more by going to PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Well, hello there, folks. Welcome to this hour of the Don Crow Show, as Monday through Friday. As you know by now, we get together 4 to 6 each afternoon to talk about what I call some of the issues of the day. Often you'll hear me say, let's get informed, and then let's get involved. Find positive, life-affirming ways to make a difference. And I tell you what, if the culture ever needed you in that regard, it's now, if you're a follower of our Lord. Speaking of which, in a recent weekly Bible study conducted with political leaders on the Hill here in Washington, D.C., entitled Why Believers Should Be Involved in Politics, my guest this hour noted that while some churches teach that believers should be involved only in evangelism and abstain from a career in politics, that's not what the Bible teaches. And that our role as Christ's salt and light in the world means that all believers are to here and now have an influence in addition to evangelizing and making disciples. Well, join us to talk more about it, Dr. Ralph Brawlinger. He is the founder of Capital Ministries. That's a ministry he and his wife Danielle founded back in 1996, with a vision of making disciples of Jesus Christ in the political arena of the world. And he also has written a couple of books, one called Rebuilding America, The Biblical Blueprint. And that reveals a biblical mandate to reach political leaders for Christ. And another one called Oaks in Office, Biblical Essays for Political Leaders. So, Dr. Ralph, it's been a long time, too long since you and I chatted. I think you and Danielle were in our old studios with me some years ago as we talked about this ministry, and I apologize for that delay, but welcome.
Well, thanks, Don. Good to hear your voice. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you, indeed, and I know the Lord's been keeping you busy. I track what you're doing, of course, through your website and the emails and so forth. But talk, if you would first, about this whole concept of the Scripture being, on the one hand, clear that we are not of the world. Jesus said it himself, but he certainly also prayed, Father, I do not pray that you take them out of the world, right?
Yeah, it's in a more modern-day vernacular, you could say, get your boat in the water, but keep the water out of the boat. So, you end up with kind of a monastic view of Christianity, if you believe the only way to keep the water out of the boat is to keep the boat out of the water. You end up living on top of a pole on a high-rise monastery and have your food brought up and other things taken out and not engaging in the world, thinking that's the only way you can keep yourself pure. The challenge is that we're called to be ambassadors, to be soldiers for Christ, and so we have to engage in the world. And I think really, Don, the whole flow of the Sermon on the Mount in chapter 5 of Matthew is to the degree that you're beatitudinal, to the degree that you're going to be persecuted, the degree that you're persecuted is the degree that you're really an illuminator and a preserver in culture. And then that whole context ends with verse 16, so let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So I think the only way you can really effectuate evangelism is to be involved in the world, the degree that you're beatitudinal. In other words, your boat's in the water, but the water's out of the boat. And that's the only way you can really effectuate evangelism to start with, is if you have real relationships with people because you've been involved in their lives.
Where do you think this roots of this mentality have come from in the church? I remember after one of our many general elections a number of years ago, I think it was either the one in 2008 or 2012, when it happened that Mitt Romney was running for president. I remember Dr. James Dobson, after one of those elections, pointing out that there were some 9 million Christian evangelical voters who chose to stay home because the candidate of their choice wasn't on the ballot. That probably has been the truth more than once in our election cycles. How do you explain that? And also, more to the point, how do we remedy it?
Yeah, well, I think that it's important that believers engage in the political arena with a biblical understanding of how to do that. I think that voting is certainly a necessity. It's certainly something, if you're obedient to your leaders, which Romans 13 says we should be, and if they want us to vote and be engaged in the process, that we should vote. I think, unfortunately, there's a strain in historical American evangelicalism. If you look at the 5 epochs of American church history, you know that the encroachment of theological liberalism in the church 120 years ago or so rewrote the whole idea of what Christianity is. It was nothing more than heresy, still is. The social gospel, aka theological liberalism, is nothing biblical at all. But yet for the social gospelers to root themselves with their theological ideology in American mainline life, they had to tie themselves to the political arena. And so the knee-jerk reaction of fundamentalist evangelicals was to get out of the political arena. And today, I think we still see the remnants of that in answer to your question. In a historical perspective, the reason that evangelicals shy from the voter box is because they have oftentimes pastors who are still kind of reactionary to a social gospel idea, that we don't want to be seen amongst the theological liberals who are all involved in the political arena. So be voiding yourself of that. Don't get involved in that, because even the most extreme view there is that government is evil, and therefore Christians shouldn't be involved in evil government. But the problem with that view, very extreme, Don, as you know, is that God invents the institution of government. When you look at Romans 13 or 1 Peter 2, or even alluded to in Matthew 22, is that God's the author of not only the institution of the church, but the institution of government. And therefore, to say that government's evil is a very extreme position, and really doesn't hold up to the litmus test of biblical exegesis to say I shouldn't be involved in voting or in anything governmentally because it's an evil institution. That's just unfounded biblically.
Well, before this first break, Dr. Drollinger, take us on the hill, if you would, because I know from what I've been watching and reading through the years, God has been doing some incredible things among our political leaders. You have been a great tool in your ministry in really strengthening, I'm sure bringing some to faith, strengthening the faith of others. But in general, what can you tell our listeners about this ministry and what it does on a day-to-day basis with our political leaders, many of whom we'll never meet, but we sure feel the influence of their lives?
Yeah. Well, thanks for the question. A quick statistical answer followed by a more maybe theological answer in line with what we've been talking about would be as follows. We've been here in D.C. now for, I think, 12 or 13 years, and we've founded a strong conservative theological exegetical Bible study amongst about 35 of the House members and about 12 or 13 of the Senate members now. Those are separate Bible studies. And we just started several months ago a new, because of Zoom technology, governor's Bible study. And we have 11 governors involved at some level in that weekly Zoom Bible study. In addition, Capital Ministries has been able in the last 26 years since we founded it to put intentional, deliberate, biblically reliant disciple makers in 42 U.S. state capitals. about 44 foreign federal capitals with national Bible teachers in different countries. And so we're really blessed of God to see what he's doing amongst the political affinity sphere of the world in terms of having a right missiological approach to reach them. And I think this, in a more theological answer to what we've been talking about, Don, think about it. If God's main desire is to present a bride for his son for going to the cross, the bride of Christ being the church, and if it's therefore incumbent upon him to mature the saints in the church, and if we know from Ephesians 4:11, the way he does that is he gave some as pastor teachers for the equipping of the saints, and if it's actually all God's doing that he calls people to himself, Ephesians 1 or John 15 talks about Jesus says, you did not choose me, but I chose you. If God's the one who calls people out of the depths of sin and regenerates them with salvific grace, then it follows that he, per Paul in Philippians, says, I'm confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you is the one who will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Where am I going with all this? If it's incumbent upon God to mature the bride of Christ as a gift to his son for going to the cross, and we call that the marriage supper of the Lamb in the eschatological future sense, then does it not follow that if you create outposts for Christ, like the church is in a community, if you create an outpost for Christ in the capital, that God will use that outpost, if it's faithful to his word, to mature his called out ones for the sake of their sanctification, the maturation of the body of Christ, and a bride as a gift to his son. And so as we've been deliberate about faithfully preaching and teaching the word of God to Senate members and House members and now government members and former White House cabinet members, is also another one of our studies, that God will continue to bring his called out ones to those outposts for Christ relative to their maturation in Christ. And so that's what we've seen in D.C. Long answer to your short question is that we're intentional about teaching verse by verse the Word of God. And you can see my Bible studies at capmin.org each week. It's about an 8-page Bible study. We write 52 of them a year. And as a result, we're seeing more and more strong believers, because it's ordained by God, if you see that theology that I just explicated, we're seeing more and more believers elected to office who are mature in Christ. Like, we've got three new senators that are far superior in terms of their biblical maturity than the three that they replaced. And in the House, we've seen 12 or 15 new House members just this year who are mature in Christ and heavily involved in our ministry because they have taste buds for the Word of God. And they're replacing a lot of older folks that really didn't have a tethering to Scripture whatsoever, even though they might name the name of Christ. And so we're excited about the ministry here in D.C., and we're seeing that occur in each election cycle that we've been here with a faithfulness to teaching God's Word.
That is an exciting thing to hear, folks. We'll talk more about it if you're just joining us, talking with Dr. Ralph Grolinger, founder of Capital Ministries. Their website is capmin.org, C-A-P-M-I-N.org. We'll be back with more.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 16 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Battling for years and years stuck in the endless cycle of minimum payments could take decades. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Total Financial now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
Reed Temple Christian Academy is thrilled to announce Adventures in Learning Summer Camp is back and kicking off this July. They have so many specialized activities planned for your children in kindergarten through fifth grade, along with daily learning, so they're ready for their next school year. From culinary arts to science experiments, weekly field trips, and so much more, your little camper is bound to make endless memories. Did we mention for 4 weeks, Adventures in Learning is offering a middle school summer bridge program for current 6th to 8th graders focusing on math and writing? Spaces are filling up fast, so visit ReedTempleAcademy.com and register your child today. That's www.ReedTempleAcademy.com and register today. If you have two or more children, you can also take advantage of the sibling discounts. Don't wait, register today. Go to www.ReedTempleAcademy.com.
Love, joy, and happiness. That's what you feel when your baby is well-fed and nourished. If you are pregnant, a new mom, breastfeeding, or have a child under the age of 5, you may qualify for WIC, a nutrition benefit program. To see if you are eligible, visit virginiawic.com. That's virginiawic.com. A program brought to you by the Virginia Department of Health.
Chuck and Olga with Pearson Smith Realty are making it happen every day in the DMV. Need to sell your home? Don't want to do needed repairs or upgrades? They'll make it happen. Need a quick sale? They'll make it happen with multiple cash offers within 3 days. No repairs, no painting, no updates, no problem. Want to buy a home? Need financing? They'll make it happen. Want to maximize your equity? They'll help you update and you can pay at settlement. Chuck and Olga, making it happen in the DMV. 703-898-8930.
One of the favorite stories that is in Men Are Like Waffles and Like Spaghetti is of a husband who didn't have a lot of money.
This is Focus on the Family Minute with Pam Farrell.
And so he just bought a dozen, you know, roses on sale. In California, that's $5 where we are from. I know, right? It's still because we live by the flower fields. Yeah. It's like amazing. But he said, okay, I want to deliver these one at a time. So he's just handing the whole bouquet to her and saying, love you, babe. He's like, can you sit down? And then he would bring one rose and he'd say, I love, what a great mom you are. Then he'd bring another rose and thank you for being such an amazing cook. So 12 roses with 12 compliments. Every woman would love that.
Hear more ideas from Pam and her husband, Bill, about blessing your spouse at FamilyMinute.org.
My guest is Dr. Ralph Grolinger, founder of Capital Ministries. We're talking about a subject that he addressed recently in a column that we came across called Why Believers Should Be Involved in Politics. And I know we will not have enough time to do justice to it, but Ralph, talk if you would about, we all know the old saying, a straight line is the shortest distance between two points. Would it be fair to say that if we want better governance, better policy decisions, and so forth to come out of Washington, that this is the best way to get there? Have men and women in office whose lives really are truly rooted in the principles and teachings of God's Word, and therefore their decisions are going to be affected by those guiding principles. Is that fair to assume?
Sure, sure. You know that as well as I do. One way I like to say it, Don, is that you can't expect someone who rejects the author of Scripture to uphold the precepts of his book. It just is incongruous. And I think that's the problem with the whole religious right movement of the last 50 years. When you look at the attempt by evangelicals to morph the mission of the church to be one of political activism, in essence, what you're saying through the lens of scriptural understanding is, I'm trying to get a person who's dead in his trespasses and sin, Ephesians 2:1, or 1 Corinthians 3, the things that are spiritual, he does not even understand them. He can't even comprehend them because they're spiritually appraised. You're basically saying, well, it doesn't matter what Ephesians 2 or 1 Corinthians 3 says, we're going to try to moralize this person who's dead to scriptural truth, and we're going to try to get him to vote biblically. Well, we've seen, as we put all of our eggs in that basket for the last 50 years, the continual decline of our culture. Why? Because that's not the biblical formula of changing culture. The biblical formula for changing culture is to create outposts for Christ that rub shoulders with those political leaders who are dead in their trespasses and sin, and win them to Christ. And then if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, new things come. All of a sudden, I don't have to tell a Mike Pence how to vote. I don't have to tell a James Lankford, Senator Lankford, how to vote. I don't have to tell anybody in my Bible studies, for the most part, what they should think about policy. Because if I'm teaching them the whole counsel of God, the Holy Spirit, who indwells the regenerated from their sin believer, how to vote, because they got a conscience that's infused with the Holy Spirit's guidance, and he'll lead them into all truth. And so I think that's the biblical formula. It's one of biblical missiology, of bringing our best disciple makers alongside the lives of those who are in public service, and winning them to Christ and discipling them so that they see things through the lens of Scripture. And once they're tethered to Scripture, they vote correctly because they're beholden to the Holy Spirit who indwells them.
Back to one more point. We have about 3 or 4 minutes left, and that's the one we talked about earlier, the disengagement on the part of Christians at large in this country in terms of the political processes that they really should and could be a part of. I know some folks got very irate when Dr. D. James Kennedy, the late Christian leader, said, if you don't vote, it's a sin. Now, I'm not asking you to endorse that one way or the other, but what do we do? How do we, as pastors and Christian leaders and ordinary Christians, encourage each other to get involved in the process, saying that our vote really does make a difference? And not only our vote, but running for offices from the local school board up?
Yeah, well, I think it's a no-brainer to say that if we're to be obedient to our government leaders, which is Romans 13, then it follows that if they want us to vote, that we should be obedient to that and vote. So I think that's a no-brainer for the believer, because there's a lot of guys here in D.C. that love Christ that expect you to vote. So be obedient to them if you're going to be obedient to Romans 13. But then secondly, and I think more profoundly and maybe perhaps long-term, is that the pastor who's listening needs to start a local government ministry and civic government across the street from the church, because statistics reveal that the guys that are in the state capital come from local government, and the guys that are in D.C. come from the state capital. So it's almost like a baseball diamond. And if we can start thousands of local government ministries in the 40,000 incorporated cities and counties of America, much like you say, you see Crew on college campuses, or you see Youth for Christ on high school campuses, the church as a whole needs to have local government ministries on civic hall campuses, because that's where our future political leaders cut their teeth. That's where they get ideologically baked. And once they're discipled at a young age, when you have a lot of access to them, compared to me here in D.C., I'm lucky to get more than an hour or two a week with any particular member, just because their schedule's so packed, they're at the top of the food chain. But when they're starting out, to use an analogy, it's easier to disciple Tim Tebow when he's a high school athlete through FCA than when he's a Major League Baseball or football player. It's just not going to happen because his schedule, his life is so much more complex. Well, that's how it is with political leaders too. We need to have a movement for Christ amongst local government leaders nationwide. The only way you can foster that is through recruiting biblically solid local churches to have a vision. And what we do at Catmint, if you go to our website, is we give you all the tools to do that. We'll show you how. We'll take away all the entry barriers of entry. We'll give you the Bible studies I teach in D.C. for free. We'll actually train you. We'll bring you to our training conferences. We'll give you a Zoom call every week to pump you up, to connect you to myself. We'll give you credentialing. we'll give you even access to those members in City Hall, because we have the software to tell you who the guys are on the city council that you can reach, and here's how to reach them. And we'll train you on how to do all that, because if we don't have local government ministries, then we're never going to have the stream long-term with all that's going on in culture of political leaders who are steeped in scripture, who are tethered to the principles of God's holy writ in not only local government, but in state capitals and in D.C. And we need to have a larger and larger pond of strong in Christ believers that we can see promoted and elevated to higher levels of government, which, of course, influence the whole of the country. And so CapMin, you can go to capmin.org and find out a whole lot more about how to start a local government ministry in your city hall, because that's really where the fight is these days. And we're seeing more and more strong believers come to D.C. because God's drawing them to outposts for Christ, where he can mature his called out ones to mature a bride for his son as a gift at the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Well, you presuppose my last question as to whether folks could access your material, but do you welcome partnerships financially and certainly in prayer and so forth for your ministry? Is that
sure.
also a way in which folks can be with you?
Sure. We're a 501c3 registered in good standing nonprofit corporation, and they can go to capmin.org if they'd like to give or become a prayer partner with the ministry.
Wonderful. An honor to talk with you. I apologize that we've waited so long, but I hope we can kind of do updates every so often, Dr.
Yeah.
Ralph.
I'd love to do that, Don. It'd be good to see you, and hopefully next time I can come in studio and hang out with you a little bit.
Love it. Love it. Thank you very much. God bless you, Dr. Ralph Drollinger. He, again, if you're just joining us, is the founder of Capital Ministries, and as you heard him say, the rich resources that they have developed through the years are yours to access at capmin.org. That's CAPMIN.org.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of a typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM. And hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
Don Crow here with Plymouth Haven Baptist Church. In Jeremiah 15:21, God says, "And I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you out of the hand of the terrible." The great Spurgeon once said about this verse, "Note the glorious personality of the promise. I will. The Lord Jehovah pledges himself personally to rescue his people. And his own arm shall do it, that he may have the glory." Now, if you're one of God's children, if you really belong to him, then he's on record as being fully responsible for your deliverance, whatever circumstance you may be facing right now. Bottom line, God has this wonderful habit of keeping his word and delivering his people, and he is ready to do that for you. If you're looking for a church and ministry that will encourage you and strengthen your faith, why not visit us this Sunday morning at Plymouth Haven Baptist Church, 8600 Plymouth Road, Alexandria, Virginia. More information and directions are available at plymouthhaven.org.
Listen to the Bible Study Hour with James Boyce, Sunday mornings at 8 on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Hebrews 13:3 says we should remember those in prison as if we were in prison with them. We'll help you know how to pray for persecuted Christians right here on WAVA this coming Sunday at 1:30 p.m. on the Voice of the Martyrs radio.
Join us for the Voice of the Martyrs radio every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA.
Reed Temple Christian Academy is thrilled to announce Adventures in Learning Summer Camp is back and kicking off this July. They have so many specialized activities planned for your children in kindergarten through fifth grade, along with daily learning, so they're ready for their next school year. From culinary arts to science experiments, weekly field trips, and so much more, your little camper is bound to make endless memories. Did we mention for 4 weeks, Adventures in Learning is offering a middle school summer bridge program for current 6th to 8th graders focusing on math and writing? Spaces are filling up fast, so visit ReedTempleAcademy.com and register your child today. That's www.ReedTempleAcademy.com and register today. If you have two or more children, you can also take advantage of the sibling discounts. Don't wait, register today. Go to www.ReedTempleAcademy.com.
Tonight, turning cloudy, will reach a nighttime low of 57. Tomorrow, low clouds with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm late in the afternoon. Tomorrow will reach a high of 78. Tomorrow night, couple of evening showers, otherwise patchy clouds with a low of 59. Sunday, great day to be outside. Sunny and pleasant with a high of 79. Download the AccuWeather app and check AccuWeather.com often. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Don Crow Show on WAVA. In a recent opinion piece at the Washington Times, my guest this hour noted that with college decision-making time on us once again, a lot of folks receiving accepting letters, students, parents having to make those critical decisions and having conversations about them. As he points out, one of the biggest investments of time, money, and effort that families will ever make. And so he asks, what should they look for in a college or a university? Dr. Donald Sweeting is chancellor of Colorado Christian University. Prior to that, he served for several years as the president of that great organization or university, and was appointed by the Board of Trustees more recently as chancellor. Dr. Sweeting, an honor to have you on the show. Welcome.
Great to be with you today.
Now, you opened the column by saying, forget reputation and prestige, which I know has driven a lot of families and wannabe enrollees for many decades. Why do you say that?
Well, I say it because employers are starting to say this about a lot of Ivy League schools where they have the reputation, but they're not getting a good education because the traditional subjects are undermined by all kinds of ideologies. And so they come away not knowing basic things.
Well, the sentiment is getting deep. I'm trying to remember which of the Fox News hosts marked off or crossed off his Harvard diploma here several months ago and said he was sending it back. And there are folks who really feel like they've been very betrayed by the money that's costing families to get a supposedly good education, and yet to find out that they've been shortchanged. What are some of the lackings or the things that are missing out of today's university experience for so many?
Well, I want to also say that it's not just Ivy Leagues. A lot of parents they had every intention to send their kids to where they went to college. And now they're looking at their own universities and going, she's gone crazy. I'm not going to invest in that. The traditional checklists have things like, cafeterias and dorms sports programs and things like that. And so I'm proposing a radically different checklist for ranking a university. Number one, a school believes and values truth. If you don't have truth, you have no basis for education. You know, if you're relativist about goodness, beauty, and truth, you're ever learning and never coming to a knowledge of the truth. Number two, robust core curriculum. Do they have a do they require you to learn certain subjects that are necessary to be a good citizen and to be well-educated? Number three, they teach appreciatively about our own nation and civilization and constitution, and that's missing, you know. Number four, they promote character and not just critical thinking. They go beyond that. And so I go deep into it. I have a list of about 10 things that I suggest are better ways to assess a university than the traditional list.
In matter of fact, on that last one, pick a school that promotes character, virtue, and talk about the meaning of life, not just activism and critical thinking. You are who you hang out with. So that really is a shaping experience for a student who's Rush Limbaugh used to say that kids enter into college with skulls full of mush, and they're very vulnerable and very shapeable at that point, aren't they?
That's right. Yeah. And, you are who you hang out with. You're going to make friends for life. So what kind of friends do you want? What kind of community are you choosing for yourself? That's a big, important question.
Now, in point number two, before we leave it, you say check out the yearly rankings at ACTA, American Council of Trustees and Alumni. Talk about what that offers parents and students to check out and how they can access it.
Right. It's ACTA, and they grade over 1,000 universities. They give them a letter grade on whether they have a robust core curriculum, as opposed to sort of a chaotic cafeteria you can choose whatever you want to do. And they say that, look, you're going to have 12 jobs by the time you are maybe 45. Rather than specialize, you need to get a good foundation. So they grade you on, does your university insist on basic English composition, basic literature, foreign language, U.S. government, American history, economics, mathematics, and natural science? Those are the categories. I've been president of Colorado Christian University, and we're one of two schools in Colorado that get an A rating, but most of the schools get really low rankings. We're right up there with the Air Force Academy, because we say this is your foundation to be a good citizen and to be ready for a dynamic mobile marketplace. You need a great foundation.
You also say in number five, pick a school that values debate, encourages people to think as opposed to obsessive coddling, worrying about safe spaces, trigger warnings. In fact, we have all new words in our lexicon in recent years. Snowflakes is one that became quite popular for a while. And as you say, safe spaces. How did this develop on the culture or on the college campuses and do so rapidly? Where did this come from?
Well, I mean, the sad thing is debates dying on campuses, yeah. Which is just tragic. And it's because they don't believe in reason. And if you don't believe in truth, and then reason sort of goes out the window if everything's relative. And so reason is looked at as a kind of a white oppressive tool, as is excellence, by the way. As is, so many other things, the Constitution and, free markets and all the rest. So they want you to assert things rather than to debate things. But if you're doing debate, you teach people to listen respectfully and to weigh things and to have civil dialogue. We're losing that.
Critical theory, for folks who don't know, and I imagine there aren't very many who don't know what it means, it's a popular phrase, but how has it affected our universities and college campuses, and why should it really be one of those touch points that folks check about to see what the colleges and universities' position is on these things?
Right. Well, critical theory is the broad category. It can be applied to race or gender or any number of things. And it really is kind of a neo-Marxist worldview that says, look, there are oppressors and there are the oppressed. And you fit into one of two categories. And so everything is locked into that grid. But what it ends up doing is it corrupts the humanities so that, you rather than appreciate the humanities, you deconstruct them and you try to find out what's the power relationship. And it's all about power. And of course, why are the humanities dying? Because we've corrupted them with tools like critical theory, as opposed to use them to teach about human nature, our proclivity to evil or good, and the best of what's been done and written in the past. So there are a lot of schools there are schools that still teach the humanities without a critical theory grid. And that's where the humanities are going to elevate you. and ennoble you.
I'm talking with Dr. Donald Sweeting, Chancellor of Colorado Christian University. A couple of websites, ccu.edu is the university's website. And, of course, you'll find his work from time to time at WashingtonTimes.com. That's where this column is. And Dr. Sweeting, talk, if you would, about something I was so glad to see on your list, because it seems to me we're suffering, among other things, from such a profound loss of respect and honor for our military. And you say that's one area that really ought to be considered as to the posture and attitude of a college campus or a university regarding our military. What do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, there are universities that have gotten rid of their ROTC programs because they disrespect the military. And so look for a college that has a thriving ROTC program. That's one sure sign. That's not the only sign, but it's a sure sign that they really value military service. In our commencement last week, we had some of our students get up and they took their oath of office to become, you know, commissioned officers in the Air Force and in the Army. Standing ovation. It's incredible.
Did you ever think, as an educator all these years, that we would ever, as a culture or as in the world of academia, ever come to the point where we actually seriously discussed and tried to define what a woman or a man is?
No, I never did. I mean, I couldn't imagine that we'd go down this very dark road of trying to deconstruct everything and turn everything inside out. But, you know, that's another thing I have on my list. Is masculinity and femininity affirmed? Are we undermining women's sports with the transgender nonsense in terms of sporting programs? Do you have women and men's dorms and men and women's bathrooms and things like that? These are realities that are really sad. But so a school that actually define what a woman is or a man is. That's controversial. It shouldn't be.
No, it really is. It's sad. Pick a school that is not a spiritual wasteland. I like that, number 9. Elaborate a little more about why that's so important in considering all, you know, because so often a school may be strong in academics or some other area, but that's critical, a critical part of it all, isn't it?
It's absolutely essential to it because Scripture says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So does the school respect the Judeo-Christian tradition? Does it value our civilization's most important book, the Bible? And, you know, let alone, does it believe that Jesus is the light of the world, which we do at CCU? I mean, we're Jesus is prominent. In a lot of schools, they're Christophobic. You know, they're running from that. But that's our spiritual foundation.
I know you have another interview waiting for you, and we need to take a break, but I hope we can talk again. I really appreciate the chance to do so today. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Don, you can find it, the article at the Washington Times, or just directly go to my Twitter feed at dsweeting, sweet with an ing, and you'll get it right away.
Excellent. Thank you. I'll repeat that as we break away. That is Dr. Donald Sweeting, Chancellor of the Colorado Christian University. And as he said, WashingtonTimes.com is where you'll find this article that we've briefly referenced. There's much more in it. And then his Twitter handle is @dsweeting, so you can check that out as well.
This is Albert Mohler for townhall.com. Nordstrom leaves downtown San Francisco, joining big city retail exodus. That was a recent headline from the Washington Post. And the story of what is happening in San Francisco and cities like it should have our attention because they're not alone. What we're looking at here is the genuine potential of failed cities in the United States of America. There's an entire collection of big problems in cities like San Francisco, and the bills are all coming due right now. The most immediate driving issue here is crime, scaring away paying customers and eating away at narrow retail margins. Under the very, very liberal, politically progressive government, and under the rule of those progressivist ideas, they basically made it impossible to put up any significant limitations on crime in San Francisco. The result? San Francisco is becoming more and more unlivable and ungovernable. The government is not working. And again, San Francisco is not alone.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
If you aren't following WAVA on Twitter yet, what are you waiting for? Go to WAVA.com and find the Twitter follow button.
Hi, this is Pastor Luther, teacher on Running to Win. I'm thrilled to tell you that Running to Win can now be heard right here on 105.1 FM WAVA every weeknight at 7:30 p.m. The Bible encourages us to run with endurance the race set before us. Please join us every evening at 7:30 p.m. here on WAVA.
If we contact heaven, he can fix stuff on earth, in your personal life, even in this messed up culture.
Dr. Tony Evans calls all Christians to be people of prayer.
Let's be known as a people who birth changes from heaven because we make contact from earth.
Living real in a culture of counterfeits. All this week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on WAVA.
Don Crow here. The country of Lebanon is in crisis. 2 million refugees make up half their population, and they are experiencing the world's worst financial collapse in 150 years. Nearly 85% live below the poverty line. But in the middle of the despair, God is at work. More Muslim culture people are coming to faith in Christ than at any time in our generation. And through a partnership with Heart for Lebanon today, you can help. Your investment will reach a child like Daya, a 15-year-old boy who fled to Lebanon after he lost his father when his home was bombed. He lives in a tent settlement and told us, "I've learned that there is a God and that he is a father to the fatherless." Help bring food, emergency supplies, and the hope of the gospel to someone like Daya and his family for just $116. Call 855-578-9340. That's 888-578-9340. Or give online at WAVA.com.
Timeless wisdom, encouraging proverbs, and powerful promises. At BibleStudyTools.com, we aim to provide the best free resources for knowing the Word of God and applying its powerful truths to your life. Use BibleStudyTools.com's daily Bible verse for inspiration as you start each day. Find powerful verses on more than 300 topics that relate to your life's challenges and needs. Verses to encourage your soul, lift your spirit, and strengthen your faith. Visit BibleStudyTools.com. That's BibleStudyTools.com.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1 and hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
Hey, everybody. Greg Laurie from A New Beginning. I'm encouraging you right now to turn off the negativity and instead turn on a positive message of God's love for you. And you can do that with the oneplace.com app. You can listen to my messages anytime, anywhere, even offline. So start renewing your mind today with the truth from God's word. Go to your Apple or Google App Store and search for One Place and download it now.
It's long, over 1,000 chapters, over 30,000 verses. No wonder so many of us have never read it cover to cover. Want to do it? Want to read the entire Bible? Start today at BibleStudyTools.com. BibleStudyTools.com includes Bible in a Year, an interactive plan for reading, learning, and understanding the Bible. Deepen your faith and impact your walk with God one day at a time. Bible in a Year, just one of the new interactive Bible study tools at BibleStudyTools.com.
This is John MacArthur inviting you to join me for Portraits of Grace. What do you think of when you hear the word saint? Most people think of men and women who are especially holy or who have been canonized by an official church body. But the Greek word translated saints in the New Testament literally means holy ones and refers to all true believers. That means if you're in Christ Jesus, you're a saint. With that privilege comes the responsibility of living a holy life. And as you yield to the Holy Spirit within you through prayer and obedience to God's Word, the characteristics of a true saint will become increasingly evident in your life. I hope you'll make that commitment this very day. This is John MacArthur, trusting your lives are portraits of grace.
WAVA
WAVA now has a limited supply of half-price Christian school tuitions in the DMV area. Go to WAVA.com to purchase a half-price tuition for this fall before they're gone. Go to WAVA.com and click on the school bus. Half-price Christian school tuitions now at WAVA.com. Available for new students only while supplies last. That's WAVA.com. WAVA.com.
Hey, folks, as we move toward the end of the hour, I want to remind you of a couple of things. For one, I've been telling you some amazing news from Window Nation. You can modernize and reinvest in your home today with new windows from Window Nation and get the best deal they're offering of the entire year. Get 0% for 5 years. Unheard of. 0% for five full years. But listen, they're telling us to tell you that that incredible offer is going to end May 31st, so now's the time to act. And on top of that fantastic offer, Window Nation will give you two free windows with every two you buy, and they'll actually save you up to 30% on your energy bills while increasing the value of your home by up to $12,000. And no doubt, you'll get some looks of admiration from your neighbors as well as they see what you're doing. Why not call Window Nation right now, folks? Here's the number, 866-950-5553, or visit them at their website, windownation.com. But remember, that 5% for 5 years offer ends May 31st, so now's the time to call Window Nation at 866-950-5553 or go online to WAVA.com. Tell them Don said you really need to talk with them. Hey, let me give you an update as well on our campaign with Heart for Lebanon. So far, we have over $5,000 in gifts, but that means we still have about $2,900 of money remaining of our Passport $8,000 matching money to double your gift when you pick that phone up and call. And I would love on Monday to be able to say, hey, look, we've taken that off the table. You've matched it. 25 people giving a $116 one-time gift will take care of that match. Or 12 of you who could do twice that. We've had some of these gifts already, but we need a few more. 12 folks giving $232 to take care of two families for 6 months. That will get us there. 8 of you say, hey, I could do three families, $348 gift. That'll be doubled. Or 5 of you who could say, look, I can do a one-time $580 gift, and that will get us to Heart for Lebanon's goal as well, at least in terms of matching that that money that's waiting, $2,900. So I hope you'll do it. Call 888-578-9340 or go online to WAVA.com. And last but certainly not least, our good friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of Reynolds and Power Home Team, Keller Williams, say, hey, we've got some good news for you. We will guarantee to sell your home. In fact, if it doesn't sell, we'll buy your home at a price acceptable to you, and we'll put that in writing. And they already have the buyers. I mean, they have over 15,000 exclusive buyers looking to buy right now, and those buyers have already been screened. That means Debbie and Sarah showcase your home to them, and that means your home's possibly already sold through their home buyers in waiting program. And they, on average, are going to get you 6.1% more money on average than your average sale. And also, even better, they make their sellers, on average, $31,000 more than the average seller. How do they get it all done? Well, they do it what they've done so well for many years. They just get it done. You can talk with them at 844-881-SOLD. That's 844-881-SOLD, or just go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com on the web. It's as easy as that, DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Now, we've pretty well used up the week, but there's a weekend ahead, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend. I trust you'll be found somewhere in the fellowship of the saints, worshiping God, serving Him, and supporting the work of your church or ministry wherever God's placed you. And as the Lord tarries, as they used to say, if He doesn't return beforehand, we'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Wheels estate sellers, because of low inventory, you can still get a great price on your property, but you must act now. For a strategy session, call Chuck and Olga, 703-898-8930.
Don't miss In Touch with Charles Stanley weekday mornings at 8:30 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Let's see, you've applied for our open position for account representative?
Yeah, that's the one.
Great. I see you went to UC Berkeley.
It was really awesome. We had several sit-ins to protest oppressive capitalism.
Oh, and how about your skills for this position?
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
We don't really do that here. We do accounting and finance consulting.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Life's too short to waste your time on bad hires. I'm Andrew Krapschetz, the CEO and founder of RedBalloon.Work. Every week, tens of thousands of reliable, career-minded job seekers visit RedBalloon.Work without all that woke nonsense. Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.Work. And if you put in promo code SALEM, you'll receive 10% off your first month's job postings.